Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. An interesting field, to say the least. Who's the biggest surprise of this Frozen Four group?
I think it's Notre Dame, without question, just because, you know, Harvard, Denver, and Duluth, all number one seeds, all pretty much expected to sort of roll through their brackets. Notre Dame, I mean, a lot of people had Notre Dame losing to Minnesota in the first round. They were four seed in the Northeast region. I had them picked to finish Minnesota just because to beat Minnesota just because I thought Minnesota was the weakest of the one seeds, but I didn't see them getting past Lowell in round two in the regional final. So I think it's no question to me anyway that Notre Dame is the biggest surprise of the four teams we got left standing here.
And of course, Notre Dame had their problems with UMass Lowell in the Hockey East tournament. What did they learn from that game that they put to good use next time around?
You know, I'm not sure, but they've had their problems at Lowell really the entire time they've been in Hockey East. 2-9-2 is what their record was against Lowell heading into that regional final on Sunday since the Irish joined Hockey East 4 years ago. So they had very little success against that Lowell team. I think over the last 4 years, most teams have had little success against Lowell, but Lowell just had Notre Dame's number for sure. You know, one of the things I thought last week that they did a much better job of was winning battles in front of the net. And that's something that's really hard to do against Lowell, especially in front of their own net. But a lot of their goals were created just off or a lot of the scoring chances even were just created off of winning battles in front and outnumbering Lowell in front of their own net a couple of times. Even the goal that got called back at the beginning of the game was a goal that, if it stood, would have resulted from Lowell just being sort of outnumbered and out-battled in front of their own net. You don't usually see that from them.
This Harvard team maybe surprised a few people as well. When you lose a guy with the talent level of Jimmy Vesey, not everyone expected they'd be back in this position.
I don't think so. No, I think a lot of people expected them. A lot of people expected them to be a pretty good team, but I don't think anybody expected them to be as good as they've been over the course of this year. They really turned it on. They had a stretch in January where they lost three in a row and to some bad teams. They lost to RPI. I think it was Union. It was in there, which is a good team. And Dartmouth, I think, was the third one. And ever since then, they haven't lost a game. They haven't lost a game since. And they're just pounding teams. I mean, they're not only are they winning, they're winning by 3-4 goal margins on most nights. They've outscored opponents since then, like 70, I think it's 77 to 30 or something like that since that middle of January. So they are just rolling right now. And they're getting really good goaltending. They're really deep. You know, I said this to somebody last week. Somebody asked me why I picked Harvard at the beginning of this thing to win it all. And somebody asked me why I liked them so much, and I said, you know what? They're not as good at the top as some teams. So I'd argue even Notre Dame has better top end players than Harvard does. You know, Anders Bjork, Andrew Ogilvie, Jordan Gross. I mean, those guys are better at the top than Harvard's top players. But Harvard's just deep, and I'm not sure, with the exception of Denver, and that matchup could be interesting if they meet in the national championship game. I'm not sure that anybody can match up with Harvard from a depth standpoint. I think that's why they've had so much success.
Getting them to the Frozen Four, would you say that's maybe the best coaching job of all the teams?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of it, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it is on Ted Donato, but a lot of it is on Paul Pearl, too, associate head coach over there, who's a former head coach at Holy Cross. You look at the difference between Harvard before he arrived and after he arrived, and it's night and day. And granted, some of that coincided with the rise of Jimmy Vesey and some other players. But I know Paul Pearl does a lot of the recruiting. He contributes a lot to that coaching staff. It's almost like a 1-1A type scenario. And you look at, I think they had, I want to say they had 14 or 15 wins the year before Paul Pearl joined the staff. And I don't think they've had less than 22 in the 3 years now since he's been on the staff. So It's been a pretty big turnaround since Paul Pearl joined their coaching staff.
We're talking with Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. Mike, as you look at things year in and year out, do you think that the automatic bids are a good thing for college hockey?
I do. You know, some people disagree with me. I had a conversation actually with somebody last week about this. I think it adds value to everybody's conference tournaments. And it also, I mean, you could argue that not everybody deserves a shot, but it makes the end of the season, when you get in the playoffs, everybody has a chance to play for a national championship. You could finish in last place in Hockey East. If you go on a miracle run and win your conference, you could play for a national championship. So I think it makes the conference tournaments mean a lot more. You know, the worst thing that could happen, in my opinion, and I just think it's bad from an optics standpoint. Having somebody, and you can argue the merits of the Atlantic Hockey and even WCHA this year. The Atlantic Hockey was much better than WCHA. But can you imagine having a lower-tier Hockey East team go on a run, win the Hockey East Championship, and not get to play in the NCAA tournament? I mean, that to me would just be, you know, a real bad scenario to have play out. It wouldn't happen all the time. I think Northeastern last year is a pretty good example, although I think they would have been in regardless. Can you imagine a team like Northeastern going, you know, 12-0 down the stretch or 13-0 down the stretch, winning the Hockey East tournament, and then because of a bad start, they don't get into the national tournament after running the table and winning their league. So I think it's a good thing. I also think it's a good thing just to, I mean, we've seen some of these teams go on runs, whether it was an RIT that made the Frozen Four or, I mean, even Air Force this year. Air Force, right, the automatic bid out of Atlantic Hockey. They would have had a bid anyway because they were in the top 15 of the pairwise, but they knocked off Western Michigan and played Harvard, you know, pretty tight throughout that whole game.
Well, let's take a look at the two games a week from tonight. The opener will be Harvard against Minnesota Duluth. How do you size up that one?
I like Harvard. Again, I picked them to win the tournament from the very beginning, but I like their depth. I like Harvard's top-end players more than I like Duluth's top-end players, and I just think Harvard's on a roll right now. Duluth is a really good team. They've showed some signs of weakness, I think, a little bit down the stretch, whereas Harvard just hasn't. So that's why I like Harvard in that game.
All right, and in the nightcap of Notre Dame trying to get to the national championship game for the first time in 9 years, up against our old friend Jim Montgomery and the Denver Pioneers.
You know, I like Denver in the game. I would have told you last weekend that Notre Dame had no shot against Lowell in the regional final, and we know what happened there. I would say the same thing here. You know, I don't see how Notre Dame gets past Denver. I just think Denver's too good. But again, you know, like I would have said that last week. So that could have been that win over Lowell. You know, you wonder if that lights a little bit of a spark, and maybe something got flipped there and they figured something out. But I like Denver in that game just because, as good as Harvard's been down the stretch, Denver's been as good, if not better. I think I like seeing a Denver-Harvard championship game, so I picked from the start, so I can't waver from it now.
All right, away from the men for a moment. What do you make of the news about North Dakota dropping their women's program?
Really sad story on a number of different levels. Number one, you don't want to see a program with the stature of North Dakota lose their team. That's terrible. At the same time, the execution of it is what is worse, in my opinion. They had a press conference at 3:30 local time yesterday to announce that they were cutting the women's team, and I think men's and women's swimming and diving as part of budget cuts. At 2:45, the women's program was on the ice practicing.
Yeah.
They had a recruit fly out yesterday morning who's a town over from where I live. She's a Massachusetts girl. She went out on a recruiting visit with her parents yesterday, landed at about 12:30 in the afternoon, toured the campus, and then found out an hour and a half later the program was being dropped. I mean, why? I understand they didn't want things to leak out, but to not tell the people involved, not tell the coaches, not give the players a heads up, and approve a recruiting visit, and let the players get on the ice yesterday without giving them any type of warning, they really dropped the ball on how the whole thing was handled. I mean, if you determine you have to cut it, if the budget concerns are whatever they are, and you say, you know what, we can't go on, we need to cut the program, you could argue that there was other things they could have done. But even if you get past all that and you agree, okay, they needed to cut the program, it was their only option, they absolutely could have handled it a lot better.
Mike McMahon, College Hockey News. Mike, great talking with you. As always, have a terrific time next week out in Chicago, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
That's Mike McMahon here on Downtown at 14 minutes after the hour, making our way through a Thursday afternoon together. Rich Kimble here with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Got a great lineup on the show today. Tim Bissell talks beer on the Three Pint Stance in just